Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Jyotsna Ramachandran. Jyotsna, are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's do it, George.
Excellent. Let's do this. Jyotsna is a best-selling author. She is a book publisher, a TEDx speaker. She is an international author success coach. I'm excited to have you on. Jyotsna, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show, George. So to tell a little bit about my background, I am an author success coach. I'm the founder of Happy Self Publishing. I'm a best-selling author and a TEDx speaker. But beyond that, I'm also a mom of two little kids. My daughter is 7 and my son is 4.
Nice.
And I'm the wife of a love guru. So my husband is a relationship coach. So that's a little bit about me. I live in India, so far, far away from where you are. And it's so amazing that we are all able to connect through the internet, even during these testing times, right? And so to tell you a little bit about why I'm doing what I'm doing, for two reasons, George. I started this venture of self-publishing after I became a mom because it gives me the freedom to work from home. And that means a lot to me because I'm able to be a stay-at-home mom as well as an online entrepreneur. So that's one primary reason why I started this. But now my mission has become much bigger. After I wrote my book, it completely changed my life. And it's so fulfilling for me to see thousands of lives getting changed because of the work we do. So in the last 5 years, we have worked with authors from 35 different countries. And it's a really very, a fulfilling experience when authors come back and tell how their lives have changed after they became authors. So that's kind of my reason behind why I'm doing what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I think that's an incredible thing. So cool that we're able to have this conversation. And so cool that you're able to make a pivot and have a whole new career and to be able to spend time with the people that are most important to you. And then so cool that you're able to help so many other people get their message out. It's fascinating all the different mediums that we have to communicate with people these days. But books are still and hopefully always will be one of the best ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. So people want to share their messages in different ways. And again, thanks to technology, we are all able to do that very quickly than ever before, right? If I just want to share my opinion, I can just open Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and just share whatever I feel like sharing. So I feel everybody is doing that. But people who want to make a bigger impact, right? So they do things with a lot more focus and seriousness. So I call this 4 levels of thought leadership, George. So the first level is where people are all posting all day on social media, which is good, but that's just level 4. If you look at level 3, people are a little more serious and they write blog posts, they do podcasts. So there is a particular structure they follow. There is a discipline in posting regularly. So those are the people who want to do this consistently, and they either blog, they do podcasts, or they do videos on YouTube. So that's level 3. Level 2 of thought leadership is when somebody is offering their expertise in a more structured manner and probably for a fee, like an online course, or they're doing paid speaking engagements. So it's a lot more organized, and people look up to them as experts because they have a structured program, right? Okay. And the level 1, which I think is the ultimate one, which everyone who is an aspiring thought leader or want to be known as the number one expert in their industry, they should be looking at the level 1, which is writing a book, becoming an author, because that is something that everybody looks up to as the best way to create an impact. And once you become an author, then you know, even though you have everything else, like a podcast, your online course and everything, it gives everything else that you do a lot more credibility, right? When people look up to you as the number one expert. So that's why I feel books still remains the best way to position yourself as an expert and put your message out there. Yes, times have changed. The way people have are consuming information now has changed. So instead of the paperback, which was the only option available, now you have the ebook and the audiobook, but still there are different formats of the book, right? So I think that's why the book is still relevant in today's time.
Yeah. And it's fascinating that just technology has also allowed people to self-publish, or, I mean, I have no idea, but I imagine it was extremely hard 20 years ago to actually have success as being an author, just because there are so many different hoops or steps to go through.
Right.
And perhaps you can maybe share that with me. But so now that we are able to self-publish, that's all fine and well, right? Because I'll just talk from my personal experience. I worked on a book for a good little while. This was probably pre-children, so probably 4 years ago. And it's still sitting in like a Google Drive account unfinished.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's a common experience.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are there out there. You know, if you just ask most people, they would say that writing a book is on my bucket list, but a very, very small portion of them end up publishing it. And the reasons could be different. Some people find it a big struggle to finish the manuscript, but there are so many of them who finish their manuscripts and they still have struggle in the publishing phase, because people still think that traditional publishing is the best method out there. But as you rightly mentioned, George, in the last 10 years, self-publishing has completely changed the game. So today, you don't have to have a big following, or you don't have to be a celebrity for a traditional publishing house to accept your manuscript and approve that this book is worthy enough to get published. If you believe that your manuscript can create an impact and it can help people in some way or the other, then you can just take it and get things done professionally, like the cover, the editing, the interior design, and have it self-published through platforms like Amazon. And that is so much more faster, because first of all, the chances of getting accepted by a traditional publishing house is very, very less, because they get hundreds of manuscripts every day and they will bet their money on something that they believe in, not what you believe in, right? So the chances are very, very less. Now, even if you are one among the lucky folks who get accepted, it would take you a minimum of 2 years to have the book in your hand and in bookstores and things like that. So it is a very long process. And even after it gets published, you will hardly make any money out of the royalties, because the publishing house will keep the maximum and you would get anywhere in the range of, say, 5% to 7% as your royalty percentage. So that is very, very less, right? So if you just want to be associated with a good brand name and one of the big five publishing houses accepts your manuscript, then it's, I think, a good thing to think about. But otherwise, if you have created something that's of value and you want to quickly publish it and start using that book to build your credibility, your business, and create a bigger impact, then I think self-publishing is the go-to option, because you have total control over the whole process. You have the creative liberty and you own the rights and the royalties. So I think that's why self-publishing has become the number one choice for more and more people these days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everything you just said makes sense. And that being said, that was always my intention, was to do that. But, and I'm sure that you run across this all the time, so I have to imagine, and I'm sure that the value that you're bringing, a big part of that is just helping people get over the finish line and actually get the book done.
Right. Absolutely. So when people approach my company, Happy Self-Publishing, they come to us at different stages. So some people come with a rough idea. They know that they've been wanting to write a book, but somehow they never got the time, or they simply cannot write, right? Because a lot of times people have challenges like dyslexia and things like that, so that stops them from writing the book. But when they come to us at that stage, we offer them a service called Angel Writing, where our writers would do interviews, like how you are asking me questions, George. We would ask our authors questions based on the outline that we help them to create. And over a period of, say, 6 to 8 sessions, we kind of managed to get everything we need to write a 30,000-word book. So the authors just give us probably 7 to 8 hours of their time spread over a few weeks. And then in a couple of months, the book is written, and then we get into the publishing stage, right? So this is the first set of people.
Nice.
The second set of authors, they want to write the book themselves because they know that they will enjoy the process. They want to do it themselves, but they just lack accountability. They just lack the guidance. They just need somebody's support to tell them that, hey, you're going in the right direction, or just offer them a different point of view when they're getting stuck. So these people need something called writing assistance or a book coach. And that's another thing that we provide for authors who want to write, but they just need that extra support. Now, using either of these two ways, people have their manuscript, and then what's next? That's when we offer a range of publishing packages depending on what is the goal of the author. Because not everybody wants to become a bestseller, right? Some people just want to have the book out and they are more than happy.
Sure.
But some people have higher ambitions and they want to see their book on a bestseller list. And some people want to take one step further and they want to create an entire business around their book, or they want to use the book to get leads for their existing business. So depending on what the goal of the author is, we tell them that, hey, this is the right publishing package for you. We'll take care of the cover, the editing, the formatting, all the marketing elements. So based on that, we would put it together. And in about 3 months, the book should be out there. So that's how we help our clients, George.
Nice. All right. So I can see so many different, like you laid out, a lot of different folks out there who have a great idea, but for lack of time or knowledge or confidence, they don't want to write it themselves. So they say, okay, mm-hmm. this is a great method to invest 8 hours of time and share my vision with you. And through angel writing, then you actually get the book done. Or somebody's like, you know what? I'm a pretty good writer. I've got the idea. I just need somebody to hold me accountable. So there's that. And so you actually get the book. So how then, walk me through a little bit of that process of helping somebody to actually monetize and make money from the book.
Great question, George. So typically what authors think is the only income from the book is by selling the book. So you make royalty, which is definitely an important source of income, but most people limit themselves to thinking that royalty is the only way to make money from a book. I would say that the royalty that you make from your book is just the tip of the iceberg, right? Because you could do so much using the book in the back end. So let me just give you some ideas here. So one mistake that most authors make is they may have something of higher value to offer, like a coaching program or a consulting gig or something like that, but they never talk about that in the book. So the book is so value-packed that they forget to talk about what else, how else can they help the reader. So it's important to build a connection between the book and whatever business the author has. Now, I'm typically talking about nonfiction books here in the self-help and the business genre, because that's where we help our clients with, right? Mm-hmm. So when an author has a business, they should talk about it not directly like a sales brochure inside the book, but rather talk about the case studies, the stories of your successful clients, which can add more value to the reader. So that way the reader also knows that this author has more to offer. That's one way. Another way is to give a lead magnet inside the book, which could be like an action guide or a downloadable PDF, like a checklist or a cheat sheet, or something that can just add more value to the reader, but it's easy to download and implement, right? So something that can give the reader a quick win. So something like that should be kept in multiple places inside the book, right at the beginning, at the end, and somewhere in between, so that you manage to capture the name and email of your reader, because Amazon would not tell you who your readers are. So it's the author's job to do something like this to make sure that you can stay in connection with your reader even after they finish reading the book. So now when you have people's emails, you have a way to reach out to them through your newsletter, by sending them your latest piece of content, or by sharing something of value to the reader, so that after giving enough value, you can then talk about how else can you help them through your business, right? So that is really important. Now, in the back end, the authors can have a quick online course. So the book is all about what to do, but if you have an online course, it will also walk them through how to implement that. So an online course is a great way to monetize the book, because if you just calculate the math, right? If your paperback book is for $20, after deducting the print cost and everything, you hardly make $5 or $6 from that. If your ebook is for $5, you hardly make $3 from that, right? So if you really have to make a ton of money, then you need to have something of higher value. And an online course could be sold for $200, $500, or even $1,000. So that's one way. The lowest hanging fruit, I would say, is coaching or consulting. If you're already doing that, that's another great way to convert your readers into your clients. You could also do online summits. A lot of people in the COVID period are doing that, because that's a great way to bring a lot of experts together and put out your content. So online summits are great, and then you can upgrade that to other speaking engagements. And I mean, I think the sky is the limit if you think about it. You can have your membership site, you can do so many things related to the book, if that book is related to your area of expertise.
Yeah, that certainly does make sense, that it needs to, it doesn't need to be, you can do whatever you want, right? But it really ought to be a very, very integrated approach, because unless you're the next Ernest Hemingway writing the great American novel, or the great Indian novel for that matter, you're probably not going to just be successful and get to where you want to go just from sales of the book. So having that integrated approach, and appreciating the fact that the people who are buying your book are interested in other services you have, so it's important to be able to get their name and their email, and then to be able to potentially sell an online course or set up coaching, all that very much makes sense. So when people are coming to you, do they understand that, or is it a matter of you needed to educate?
Some people who've done all their research know about all of this, but in most cases, I walk them through this. I call it an author funnel. So the first step on the funnel is the book. The second step is all the free value that you add, like your videos, your podcast, the free bonus that you give in the book. The third level is the paid value, which is of a smaller dollar value, like a $47, $97 thing, where you're just letting people open their wallet and pay you and trust you. And then once they build that rapport with you, then you offer your premium value, which is your coaching or speaking or something like that. So I actually walk them through this author funnel, and then they have this aha moment, and they then insert that free bonus in the book, and then they revamp their website so that people who finish reading the book come to the website and they fall in love with the author and they start buying something. So initially, people, when they're writing the book, it's all about the book. But once they finish writing the book, and once we are doing all this post-production work of publishing it, that's when a lot of authors put all these missing pieces in the puzzle and create their author funnel.
Got it. Makes sense. Well, Jyotsna, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Great. Thanks for asking me this, George. So I was just telling you that most people never finish writing their book or publishing it, right? So I'm going to give a difference-making tip for all you aspiring authors who are listening to this show right now. One fantastic hack is to just announce your book launch, right, even before you start writing your book. This may sound crazy and a little intimidating, but my clients and students who've been doing this have always finished writing their book. So how do you make that announcement? You just decide the title and subtitle of your book, get a professional book cover designer to design the cover, just the front cover, all right? And make a nice three-dimensional looking cover so it looks really real. And then you post it on social media, post it on all your different platforms, send it to your newsletter, send it to your aunt, your neighbors, just share it everywhere so that people come to know that you are an upcoming author. And that helps you in a couple of ways. First of all, people will immediately start looking up to you as an expert in whatever field you are. Even if your book takes another 6 months, you will start getting a lot of interview opportunities and, you know, leads for your business, because people now know that you're writing a book. And secondly, it's a great way to hold yourself accountable, because now the whole world is going to ask you what happened to that book project, right? So that's a good way to hold yourself accountable and finish your manuscript. So just go for that.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of short deadlines and high expectations, and to go ahead and throw it out there that the book's coming on January 1st, so keep an eye out for it. I think that's great advice. Well, Jyotsna, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Sure. The best place is to just head over to happyselfpublishing.com. And right on top of my website, I have a free assessment called the Author Success Scorecard. So people who are curious to know how successful they will be as an author can take that assessment and they'll get to know what's their success score. That's a cool thing that I want to share with all your listeners. And those who are ready to get their books published can just hit the button on my website. All the buttons lead to my strategy call page. So people can pick a time, speak to me, where I can give some customized advice on how they should take the next steps to publish their book.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jyotsna your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas or who's been trying to get that book done for the longest time. Go to helphappyselfpublishing.com. Check out all the great resources and reach out. Thanks again, Jyotsna.
Thanks a lot, George. Take care.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.